This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
So you're saying with Hilton Honors, I can use points for a free night stay anywhere?
Anywhere.
What about fancy places like the Canopy in Paris?
Yeah, Hilton Honors, baby.
Or relaxing sanctuaries like the Conrad in Tulum?
Hilton Honors, baby.
Ooh, what about the 5-star Waldorf Astoria in the Maldives?
Are you going to do this for all 7,000 hotels and resorts?
When you want points that can take you anywhere, it matters where you stay.
Hilton for the stay.
This week brought to you by Gilead, Kopari, Psychic Source, Tommy John, and TrueCar.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He's Perez. How you doing?
I am great. There, God, is just too much to talk about today. We're going to get to the Oscars. We're going to get to Khloe Kardashian. We're going to get to Jussie Smollett. But first, how are you? How you been?
I'm good. I'm a little hungover.
I
drank for my Oscars last night. I had some margaritas, so I'm moving a little slowly this morning, but I'm good.
Oh, wow. I am not drunk, hungover, or anything like that.
You're lucky.
But I am so exhausted. Because thankfully I was asked to be a part of Good Morning Britain's Oscars coverage. Mm-hmm. So after the show, I went on live TV broadcast all over the UK. That started at 10 p.m. Los Angeles time, and I didn't wrap until 12:30 a.m.
Wow.
So I didn't get home till close to 1 a.m. I did not go to bed till 3 in the morning.
Wow.
Let's just get right into the Oscars. Lady Gaga was the most talked about person on social media from all the Oscars. But first, this was the first year in a long time that the Academy Awards did not have a host.
Mm-hmm.
I did not miss a host.
I didn't either.
I thought it was great as it was. And not having a host saved us 25 minutes, probably?
Moved the show right along. You went right into the next whatever was scheduled, and boom, boom, boom. There was no lag time. I loved it. I really liked it.
And there were still some bits throughout the show. You know, clearly the opening bit with Maya Rudolph, Amy Poehler, and Tina Fey. There was the bit with Melissa McCarthy. I also noticed and appreciated so much that this year's Oscars had very few, actually, I'm trying to think. There was, to my recollection, really only one montage, and that was the In Memoriam section. Usually, for the last, I don't know how many years, the Oscars have been so bloated with montage after montage.
Right.
You know, this that we love from the movies, or that, or whatever, and there was none of that. It was pretty much just the performances, which were all truncated, and I'll get to the Gaga one. I was a little upset that they even truncated the Lady Gaga performance. I personally, you know, I get it. It's not my night, but I would not have been mad if a few of the awards were presented during the commercials and then re-aired during the show, just right. cutting out the walking up bits. Who cares? You know, you know, whatevs. Maybe next year. I think it would have helped the show to have that popular film Oscar category, which they were gonna do, but then there was some backlash from Academy members and they ended up not doing it. I also still think that 8 nominees for Best Picture is too many. I think it should be 5 and no less, no more.
I agree with that. I think 8 is way too many. Way too many.
I also noticed and I appreciated that there was less politics at this year's Oscars. I mean, there were still some moments of it, but I think a lot of that just has to do with us accepting and settling into the fact that that idiot in the White House is the idiot in the White House, you know?
I think people are just tired of talking about politics. They're finally bored with it. He's settled in. The rhetoric has settled in.
Before we get to memorable moments and the performances and all that, do you have any just overall notes, thoughts on the Oscars?
I liked it. My overall note is I liked the way that it moved. I appreciated the shorter performances. I liked it without a host. I didn't feel like it was such a long show. I didn't feel belabored because of the speeches, and everything felt okay. Of course, there's still the makeup people and the sound people that I don't give a rat's ass about, that nobody else does either. They go on and they got to be played off. But outside of that, you know, it felt like a pretty quick watch last night, but I was 6 margaritas in, so who knows?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the memorable moments and then we'll get to the performances. I think by far, for me, the most memorable speech or moment outside of the performances was Olivia Colman winning for Best Actress for many reasons. First, I think that was, by a lot of accounts, unexpected. Everybody had been predicting Glenn Close to win, and Glenn Close did the whole campaigning thing, which is a big part of winning an Oscar, and sure. Olivia Colman didn't, because she's been busy working, hashtag filming one of your favorite shows, The Crown. She's going to be playing Queen Elizabeth coming up in the next season of the Netflix show. And, you know, I thought also, you know, Glenn Close would win because she's been nominated so many times and she hasn't won. And oftentimes people give folks a sympathy vote or win, even if it's not the best work they've ever done. And then she got up on stage and gave the best speech of the night. What I loved about it was, I don't think she rehearsed it too much. I mean, it's one of those things where if you're nominated, if you're an actor, you always dream of what you're going to say.
And you're in the category, you need to be somewhat prepared just in case it happens.
Exactly. But I don't think she was really prepared win.
But it was better that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything she said was so authentic, and the Lady Gaga at the end.
Yeah.
She was so cute.
What I loved was that it was so filled with emotion, but she was also a professional and wasn't overcome with emotion. She let the emotion wash over her, and we could see all of the different ones happening at the same time.
Yeah.
But it didn't stop her from still delivering and nailing a great speech. And it was funny. It was emotional. You know, talking about, oh, I'm getting emotional just thinking about it.
She was so good. By the way, she's on a Netflix show that I've been watching. I wish I could remember the damn name of it, but it's like 2 words. It's a typical British murder happens in a small town. She plays a cop, and she's just phenomenal. It's a great show. I wish I could come up with the name of it right now, but it escapes me. So I can't remember what it is, but it's pretty good.
One of the Brits that I was with last night told me that was a big show in the UK. It's a British show, right?
Yeah, it's very good.
And she's a beloved national treasure there, more so now, even now. Lady Gaga gave a good speech, too. But actually, my second favorite speech was the woman from Black Panther who won for production design.
Ah, yes.
And I loved... there were points there, I'm like, you're going on a little long. But I, you know what? While part of me thinks... You know what? It's just a silly award. I love that it meant so much to her. It meant so much to other people as well. She was the first Black woman to be nominated and win in that category. And it was a historic night for Marvel as well. They took home their first ever Oscar on Sunday night, and they ended up taking home three for production design, costume design, and best orchestration. So congratulations to them.
Health and sex. They go together like peanut butter and jelly. Before you have a taste, know your prevention options. See why health and sex belong together. Visit healthysexuals.com.
It was not a night without controversy. We're going to get to the controversy. We're going to talk about Gaga's performance, and we're going to talk about all of the performances. But first, I want to talk a little bit about Kopari, which I wore on Sunday night.
And you did?
I was getting great compliments on the deodorant. Well, just from Mel B, really. She was the only one who gave me a compliment because she's the only one who came in for a hug and got real close to me. Kopari has amazing, not just deodorants, but they've also introduced recently some mouthwash, and their products are so amazing because they don't just smell good, but they're good for you. They're all natural, aluminum-free, vegan. It doesn't contain silicones, sulfates, parabens, GMOs, or baking soda. They have a new scent that is beach, also a gardenia scent, their original coconut Kopari scent, of course, and it is value-centric, value-oriented. It's not going to cost you a lot of money for this subscription box. Go to KopariBeauty.com/Perez to make the safe switch today and save $5 off your first order when you subscribe. That's Kopari, KopariBeauty.com/Perez. KopariBeauty.com/Perez. Let's get into the performances, starting off with Queen, who opened the show. Now, I didn't think they were bad. Well, first of all, they weren't nominated, so it wasn't a best song thing. It was just, you know, they're affiliated with the film, you know, Queen. However, it felt just like, okay, this is what they do in concert. And if you're going to open the Oscars, I want it to be Oscar-fied. I want it to feel special, bigger. And had they done
that... Most people have not seen Queen together, ever. To see those guys out there, the guys that they based the movie on, and to have Adam out there, I thought it set the tone of the evening. Yeah. It was fun and up-tempo. And I don't care that, you know, those songs were in the movie. So I don't know why you're saying it's not Oscar-fied. All of those songs were featured in the movie.
Well, you didn't let me finish. I said, had it been later on in the show, I would have been fine with it. But it was the opening thing, and it just did not feel big enough or special enough. You know, there wasn't pyro, there wasn't a choir, whatever it is.
It was a rocking performance. I thought it was A+. I thought they should have come back and done Bohemian Rhapsody. That would have been awesome.
I did notice that as a theme throughout. You know, historically, there have been, quote, production numbers in the Oscars, and there was not a single one. None of the performances were big. That was clearly a choice, you know. Mm-hmm. And the one from Mary Poppins, that one could have easily had dancers, and not like big dancers.
But it didn't need it. It had Bette Midler. Just staring at her is all I wanted to do. You don't need dancers out there for that.
I get it. I'm not saying I needed it for that. It'll get to that performance. I was just making a note that none of the performances had it. So it was clearly a choice. Of all of them, the one I felt did need it was the Queen one because it opened the show. And I wanted it to be wow. And it was just good. Anyways, okay. Most of the first performances, actually, I thought had sound issues. They didn't sound as great as they could. It was most apparent with Jennifer Hudson. I thought her mic was muzzled, or maybe she had issues hearing herself, but a lot of people thought she was pitchy or off key.
I thought she was just boring.
Well, yeah, it was disappointing that Kendrick Lamar and SZA didn't perform.
Yeah, that sucks. I wish they would have.
I mean, why are you going to pass up an opportunity to perform at the Oscars? I don't get it.
To each his own.
Yeah. It was also disappointing that Emily Blunt chose to not perform as well, because apparently she would be too nervous, she thought. I mean, Bradley Cooper did it, and he's not a professional singer, and how badass was that of him
to
do that?
And he had to stand next to, like, one of the greatest singers of all time, and he held his own out there.
Yeah, but Bette Midler was great. I loved her. She's awesome. And she too, I thought, had some sound issues, but they finally got it together for Lady Gaga, or maybe it's just because it was Lady Gaga. I don't know, but well, Bradley Cooper sounded good too. At that performance, I felt like finally they fixed whatever sound issues they had. I loved how it began. They weren't even introduced.
I love it. They just walked out of the audience, which is so cool. I thought that was the coolest moment of the night.
Yeah, they walked from their seats onto the stage. She didn't even change what she had on from the red carpet. She wore the same dress. And, you know, that's not what the Grammys performance should have been, but that was what that needed to be for the Oscars, I think. I gotta say, Booker, maybe you were too drunk by this point. I don't know what was going on, but you didn't think it was that great of a performance according to your text messages to me.
Huh?
You were texting me last night. You didn't think it was a great performance. Should I go back and read them?
Yeah, well, hold on. Let me read, but I think I'm just screwing with you, if anything, because I thought it was phenomenal. Hold on here.
You said it wasn't, you literally said it wasn't great. It was fine.
No. What she did was fine. My point was this. She could have blown him off of the stage. She could have just bulldozed over everyone in that room with her overpowering everything, but she didn't. She kind of laid it up a little bit and she made it about them. I think she did the exact right thing and it was exceptional, but vocally, I think she could have probably like done a lot more. I don't think she wanted to, which that's my point.
But you literally said it wasn't great. It was fine.
I said, here we go. I loved what she did for him. He's not a singer. She didn't upstage him. She could have blown his doors off of that place. She didn't.
Yeah, that's above
grace.
That. Above
that's
that.
Grace. Who cares what I wrote above it? That's what I was saying. That was my point that I was trying to make to you. Don't you turn it around like I didn't like it. Go read my tweets what I said about it. I said damn near the same thing.
Well, no, I mean, she couldn't. She sang when it was her moment to sing alone. She did her thing big. But you're not going to completely overpower somebody who is not a power vocalist when you're singing together.
That's exactly my point.
So I don't think she toned it down at all. I think she did
tone it down. I think you just contradicted yourself. You said you're not going to overpower somebody. And I agree. She made a choice not to. She was still great, but she could have really, really blown him off.
But it wasn't the solo performance she did at the Grammys. This was a duet. Anyways, I thought it was one of the best performances in Oscars history.
Ever.
Yeah,
so good.
Definitely. It was awesome. And I got goosebumps, that chemistry. It almost makes me want to watch the movie, but I still haven't seen it. And I don't think I will.
Oh, my God. You're seriously like the shittiest entertainment reporter of all time. You're not watching Oscar-nominated movies.
No.
And you don't watch the television shows that 90% of your audience watches.
But I'm informed about everything.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I don't have to see everything to know what's going on.
Actually, you do.
No.
That's kind of part of the whole thing.
No.
You do.
To have an opinion on the quality of the
film. You can't
films.
Have an opinion on the movie if you don't see the movie.
Well, I haven't had an opinion on the movie. Thus far, I haven't had a share.
And that's my point. You're kind
movie.
Of missing out the essence of having an opinion. You should,
well, you
it should be educated.
What? I bet
you can't go, I saw a clip. Yeah, okay.
Well, no, I don't care. I don't care
okay,
about
that's
movies that
it's
much.
Fine. I'm just saying. It's just, it's weird. You're doing a whole show on the Oscars and you haven't seen it. Like Green Book, I went on this show and told everybody how great of a movie it was and it'll win. And blah,
well,
blah, blah,
I'll get to that.
You haven't seen
I'll
it.
I'll get to that. Let's just get to it right now. That was a very controversial win, actually.
How so?
Well, because a lot of people were upset that a movie about racism made by white people.
Oh, God.
One. A lot of people.
A lot of people are stupid online.
Well,
come on.
Spike Lee is one of those people that when the Best Picture Oscar was announced in Green Book 1, Spike Lee stood up, walked towards the back of the auditorium, eventually came back, and then was observed purposefully turning his back to the stage in protest. Then afterwards, in the press conference Q&A room, he was asked about the Green Book winning, and he said, next question, and he refused to address it. So
yeah, there's a guy full of a lot of grace.
Well, Lady Gaga also made headlines since our last podcast, because she has officially broken up with her fiancé. We talked about it last week, but it was not confirmed. It has been confirmed now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are really shipping this Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper thing, especially a lot of women, which I find odd because he's with somebody else and they have a child together. Why would you, quote, ship Gaga and Bradley Cooper if he's in a relationship with somebody else and they have a kid together? They were spotted at a party on Friday night where Gaga also ran into her former fiancé. They had some words and then she went back to Bradley Cooper. Gaga was not there with a date, and Bradley Cooper was not there with Irina Shayk, who's his baby mama. And then, of course, there was this report that they were looking very much a couple, but I don't know if I believe that.
I don't buy any of it either.
Yeah, I think that's...
I think it's wishful thinking, right?
Yeah, or it's just, you know, trying to get clicks on a story.
Well, and it's also, look, there is something I'm sure that happens, and it happens time and time again when leads fall in love on scenes and in movies and in television shows and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure there is, if you're doing it right, there is some sort of chemistry and connection that is very special that happens. So if there's that, if there's a kinship or a friendship, I understand it. But everybody's just jumping to the next level like, oh, my God, they're totally doing it and all this other stuff. It's like, come on.
Well, let's get to some of the other big stories since our last podcast. It's wild.
Oh, my God.
I don't care about movies I haven't seen or TV shows that I haven't seen. And you probably don't care about the Kardashians, but I still care about them.
Look, I care about the story because I think our audience cares about the story. I've always remained the same on this. I don't understand people's fascination with them. I'm more fascinated by people that are fascinated by them. I don't understand it. But it clearly was the biggest thing in the world last week. It was gigantic.
God.
I couldn't believe as many people cared. So it's wild to me.
My Instagram went up by 15,000 followers.
Really?
In like 5 days.
Wow.
And I got to be honest, and this almost is too honest, and it almost hurts me to say, my Instagram on an average month only increases by like 2,500 followers. Not that many. Uh-huh. So I went up by 15,000 in less than a week.
I mean, that's more than I have. That's crazy.
Thank you, Khloe Kardashian. Or I should better say, thank you, Tristan Thompson. You are the man.
Nah, it's her too. It's her ineptitude. The fact that she just, that these people don't see it coming. And I think they do see it coming. I think they know exactly what's going to happen. It's not their first rodeo.
No.
They look, she signed up for this guy so this could happen. It's a pattern of behavior that this entire family goes through over and over again. Yes, and they need it. And we should pay them more and we should pay attention to them more because if they're willing to do this for their lives and give you guys, not me, but give people this kind of entertainment, God bless them. They keep doing the same thing over and over. Let's go date a basketball player or a rapper and let's let him take his time out on me and get some shine from me, you know, dating the Kardashian, and then it's over. It happens every time.
Okay. First of all, she, I'm sure, was aware that the likelihood of him cheating again was great.
Sure.
And I, like most others, was dumbfounded in her staying with him. But, you know, she was a first-time mom and recently gave birth and probably didn't want to cause herself unnecessary stress or drama, and for whatever reason she chose to stay with him, accepting that it might happen again. But I don't think she ever would have imagined that it would happen with somebody that was like a sister.
This whole thing, it was planned out to happen this way. Let's go back to the genesis of this guy, okay, of the guy who he
is. I'm not even gonna contemplate this. It was not planned out.
Planned.
That's the stupidest thing.
Planned out. They knew that he was going to philander. No, I'm not saying with her. I'm just saying he was definitely going to cheat because that's what he does.
I said she never could have imagined that it would happen with the woman who lived with her sister.
Yeah, I can because I think they bring that on. That's the expectation that they go into the relationship. Yes, Perez.
That's such a cruel thing.
You're the only... I don't care if it's a cruel thing to say. It's hello, you're dating a basketball player or rappers. Come on, you're just a chip in their pocket for 10 minutes. They get you, they check Kardashian off the list, then they move on to the next person. Come on, that's what happens. How many basketball players and rappers have they been with? You know what the funny thing is? Kanye's the only consistent thing that's happened to the whole family. He's the only one that actually seems legitimately in love. He's a little wacky, but he seems to love his wife.
Objectifying her.
They keep doing the same thing over and over. You know the definition of insanity. They're doing it. They're seeking out the guy that's going to cheat to give them that plot line. That it's almost like they've sacrificed themselves.
You're also generalizing and just assuming that all rappers or all basketball players are cheaters.
The ones that they pick are. See, you're responsible for who you pick.
You're also incorrect. Thus far, Travis Scott has also not shown himself to be a cheater or an awful human being to Kylie
Jenner. I'm talking about the ones that leave them. And Kylie hasn't done the same thing over and over. She has. Lamar Odom, she has. She's done this. She's read the book. She's seen the fucking movie. She should know what's going to happen. She sat down with this guy from day one and knew what he was, and she still picked him from the get-go. That's what I don't get, what people don't understand. This isn't shocking. It was going to happen. She knew it was going to happen.
No, that's where you're wrong. She's not an idiot.
Yes, she is, because she's doing the same thing over and over. The first time, it's a mistake. Mistakes happen. You go, you know what? I'm not going to make that mistake again. I'm not going to date the same kind of guy again. So what does she do? She goes out and picks the exact same kind of guy. That's on her, too.
Yeah, but
relationships are a two-way street.
I'm sure she thought that he was different. And I'm sure that at the beginning of the relationship, he was different.
I contend deep down that she didn't. I contend that deep down she expects him to cheat, and they do it for this lifestyle.
No
for this
way.
This is what
no
they
way.
Do. They're not real. This whole thing isn't real God. That they're doing.
You're such a loony conspiracy theorist.
There's no conspiracy. It's what happened. This is the facts. It's happened again. How is this a conspiracy theory? This is fact. It already has happened. She picked the same guy again.
Yeah, but she didn't pick him hoping he would cheat on her.
Maybe deep down she did. Maybe she has some issues that she needs to deal with before she goes jumping into bed with another basketball player.
Listen, that's just an insult to human beings and women. Nobody wants to be cheated on.
Everyone is responsible for their own behavior and the behavior of their significant others.
Nobody wants to be cheated on.
Maybe she does. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she doesn't.
That's the stupidest thing.
Perez, people do patterns. They do the same thing over and over. So you don't think she's doing the same thing over and over? You have to ask yourself, why did she do the same thing over and over? That's my question.
Because maybe she has a really bad picker, not because she wants to be cheated on.
Well, listen, if your picker's broken, fix it. It can be fixed. You say, I'm not going to do that again. And you make a concerted effort not to do that again. That's what they teach you in therapy.
Yeah, and hopefully she's learned from this.
Okay, well, now it's the second time. Okay. I'm just saying she's doing the same thing over and over again. And I think they're setting up to do it on purpose.
No.
Because they're not normal people. They need plot lines. She loves it. She's out at a party the next day. Okay? Come on.
Because she got paid to be at that party.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't go to that party just for fun.
She could cancel.
I'm not going to make that money. Why cancel? She's not the one that did something wrong.
She needs it.
But she didn't do anything bad. Why should she be in hiding and not making money?
There's a part of her that wants to be out there and wants the attention, and that is a part of being a Kardashian. That's all that I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, and you're totally wrong. Anyways. Okay.
You're right. They're normal, lovely people.
I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying there's so many other things they could do for attention or press. I don't think they're going to purposefully pick a guy hoping to be cheated on.
I think subliminally she does.
Well, I think you're wrong. Okay. Let's move on because I'm not going to belabor this anymore. That story was so wild and there were so many repercussions. As I mentioned, she, Jordan Woods, this... Listen, and actually I want to talk about this girl for a minute. Mm-hmm. She's a girl. She's just 21 years old. Mm-hmm. Chloe is in her 30s, okay? Mm-hmm. When you keep doing dumb shit in your 30s, that's a different level of stupidity. If you do dumb shit and you're just 21, and not even close to 22, she only turned 21 a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. It makes me think things differently. Plus, also, her dad died, I think, last year. So maybe she's just going through a lot. And the excuse that they're trying to spin now, or that she is to the Kardashian-Jenners, is that she was blackout drunk and wasn't even able to remember anything. Which to me is bullshit. I think getting wasted is not an excuse for your action, even if you get blackout drunk. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had a few instances where I've gotten that drunk and I still have to have accountability for my behavior. That's not an excuse that'll fly in a court of law. However, mm-hmm. the Kardashians are not believing that excuse because according to people that were at the party, afterwards, she drove herself home. Mm-hmm. So if you're blackout drunk, you're not going to drive yourself home, right?
If you're drunk, you don't necessarily make the best decisions. So maybe she did.
I would hope not. But yeah, it was also telling that this guy, Tristan, has had his own place in LA and was not living with Khloe Kardashian. There were reports that Tristan and Jordan Woods had hooked up prior and had an affair that lasted a month, but that seems to have just been a rumor that's not true. And not crazy, but, you know, this was a heated tweet that I sent out, but I stand behind it.
Okay.
I said that Khloe Kardashian is a glutton for punishment because she wants him actively involved in her daughter's life.
Yeah, you want a father.
I would not make it difficult for him, but I also wouldn't make it easy for him. I also wouldn't volunteer to give him 50-50 custody because in my opinion, this guy's decision to repeatedly cheat on her...
This is why you're not in a relationship, by the way, but continue.
Well, his decision to repeatedly cheat on her...
has nothing to do with the child.
It reflects...
Has nothing to do with the child. If you can have a nuclear family, it's better. If you can have a family that's traditional mother, father, it's better. It's better for the kid. And you could read a million studies that will tell you the same thing. Just because this person made a bad decision or some bad decisions.
Multiple ones.
Oh, well, by the way, she knew of his bad decision making before she picked him. She did. It wasn't like she couldn't jump on the internet and find out about this guy. Everybody knew about him. Once again, this is on her. And I think she's absolutely doing the right thing by saying this guy needs to be a part of his child's family. And I'm going to keep my arms open for that to happen. You're wrong on this one. You're way wrong on this one.
Well, I am pretty sure that his decision to cheat on her repeatedly will cause their daughter pain in the future. Not now, because the baby is not even a year old. But that's, you know, people that have had parents that have cheated like that have expressed that.
So your solution is to take the child away from the father?
No, I didn't say that at all.
Well, but that's what you're kind of implying, isn't it?
No, all I'm saying is, it would not surprise me if Khloe, being Khloe, said, you know what, I really want him a part of our daughter's life. I want him to have 50-50 custody. No, if it was me, I'd be like, okay, what does a judge... What's a judge going to force me to do? That's what I will abide by. I won't contest it. If a judge says, you know, you have 60-40, I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. But I'm also not going to go above and beyond, is all I'm saying.
You're talking about traditional people. You know, this is an NBA player. He's gone for half of the year in different cities. And there's obviously many different layers in this.
And honestly, I don't even think he's going to want to be that involved. Let's be real. I don't think he's going to want to be that involved.
Well, he wants to be out dicking around with girls. That's his thing. You know, it's always been his thing.
Yeah. Well, in the wake of this all, the creator of one of your favorite shows, Mike Fleiss from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
The great Mike Fleiss.
Yeah, was teasing that Khloe Kardashian would be the next Bachelorette. And he even said that he was in talks with Kris Jenner. Mm-hmm. Well, Khloe put him on blast and said that was not true. You know, I understand, and even went so far as to say that she was going to have her lawyers reach out if he kept alluding to the fact that she was going to be on the show.
I think the guy was making a joke. Personally, that's how I took it. I didn't think he was being serious that he's going to put a Kardashian on the show, and it was kind of funny.
No, I get that. I get that. However, I understand her not finding the humor in what's going on right now.
Yeah.
But she also said, I am not clickbait. And that's what I disagree with. Because she is clickbait.
Your whole life is clickbait, okay? It goes back to my point that I was trying to make earlier. Everything you do is clickbait. You've made it that way.
And you know what? I was telling this to Mel B last night. I was like, you know what? The only thing that matters to me is more money. I don't want or need or try to get more fame or this or that or the other. If I could find a way to make more money and be right where I am at, I'm cool. You know, I don't ever want Kardashian Jenner level fame because that destroys lives, as we've seen.
I think people are listening right now and they're saying, I don't believe you, Perez. And I'm sitting here listening to you and I'm saying, I 100% believe you because him and I have been around fame. As Gaga says, the fame monster. It's ugly. It's really ugly at times. And I think my own coming up, if you will, when I was on TV more and Entertainment Tonight and around J-Lo and seeing that kind of world and how ugly it could be, it turned me off. My goal shifted exactly to what you just said. Be comfortable. Make some money. You know, I don't really care about that other stuff anyway. I really don't.
Yeah.
I believe you. I totally believe you.
I mean, I don't want to lose what fame I had. I have now. I'm cool with the level I have.
Yeah. If you're famous, you're famous.
Just because I'm even if I made more money, I still have the mentality of a person who grew up poor and cheap. And I also know that, you know, not to waste money. Like, I'm not going to be throwing these lavish parties that the Kardashian Jenners have. So anyways, I still love getting free shit. I still love going to free concerts and
right.
Going to the theater for free. So I don't want to have to pay for that if people don't know me in 20 years. You know?
Yeah, I think that's one thing that you and I definitely have in common. We're very frugal people.
Yeah. Speaking of the Kardashian Jenners, this is, I don't want to say it's weird. It's just something I've noted. Kim and Kanye and the whole family have basically started their own church. You have no idea, I'm
what?
Sure.
No, what?
Yeah, because you don't follow them on social media, but they've recently, only over the last few months have I observed this, they are having worship or celebration or whatever you want to call it, service, mass, I don't know, at their houses. And they invite their friends and they're all wearing white or whatever it is. And it's a very musical celebration. Wow. Yeah, it's interesting.
It's the most awesome tax shelter of all time if they can actually pull it off. If they can actually own a church or, you know, set up one of their properties to be that.
Yeah.
Holy crap, that's how the professionals hide money.
Yeah, I'm not dissing it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just thought it was noteworthy, so I shared it. Before we move on to Jussie Smollett, Kardashian by association, Tyga, got embroiled in a club fight, an altercation. He was at this club in Hollywood celebrating Floyd Mayweather's birthday party when something happened and he got kicked out. Nah. And he got so upset that he got kicked out. Well, first of all, he was there with security, and it always surprises me that he can afford security with all of his money problems. But that might be one of the reasons why he has money problems. He wastes it on security, which, you know, does he really need security? I don't know. But his security, and this is shocking. This is also shocking to me. He was with security, and his security guard had a gun. They allow people with guns at clubs?
If you have a license to carry, I don't know if the... Now, I think that's the choice of the club to let you in.
Oh, that's just crazy. I don't think that people with guns should be allowed at clubs, even if you've got a license to carry it, personally. But he was at this place called the Sunset Room. After he got kicked out, he got upset and he reached for his bodyguard's gun.
Oh, pfft. Great idea.
But thankfully, the bodyguard didn't let him get it. But that's just stupid. If I was a club owner, I would be banning Tyga from all my establishments going forward because he is just a recipe for disaster. Hmm. What Tyga needs to do to fix his life is call the psychic source, okay? Because okay. He's been making a lot of poor decisions recently, over the last few years, actually. And the
he could ask a psychic, like, he could go, hey, should I get a gun in a club? And the psychic's going to go, no.
Or if he would have called the psychic source before breaking up with Kylie Jenner, the psychic could have been like, don't do it, dude. Get her pregnant, then right. Break up with her, okay? But all jokes aside, psychic source is amazing. They have the best psychics out there, trained professionals, the best at what they do. They are celebrating over 30 years in business. They have over 300 carefully screened psychics available to you 24/7 via phone, online chat, or video readings. And you can try it out for only 83 cents a minute. Your first 3 minutes are absolutely free, and you get your very own guide to psychic readings for free, and they'll refund you, and you can keep the guide if you're not happy. You heard that correctly. Refund. Just go to psychicsource.com or call them at 800-377-3188 and mention the promo code Hilton to get the super discounted rate of only 83 cents a minute. That's 800-377-3188 or at psychicsource.com and use promo code Hilton.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. You know, not just was there all the drama with Khloe Kardashian since our last podcast, but there was a ton of drama with Jussie Smollett. So much information. That story blew up. And, you know, I think people know it all, but let's talk about it in a different way, or a way that I haven't yet. There has been comparisons to other people with the Jussie Smollett case, where okay. The authorities in Chicago claim that he made up this police filing. He was not attacked, and there were not people shouting MAGA and all the awful things towards him. A lot of people have compared the Jussie incident to Ryan Lochte, the Olympic swimmer in Brazil, who is white. And a lot of people are making a racial thing out of it, saying, oh, why is Jussie being held to a different standard? Or why are people going harder on him and not so hard on Ryan Lochte? There's a few differences, okay? And I want to start there. The first main difference is Ryan Lochte, when he exaggerated, he didn't completely fabricate it. He just exaggerated what happened, severely exaggerated.
Yeah.
He was shit-face drunk. He was Jordan Woods drunk, okay? But Jussie Smollett was not. He was sober and premeditated this. Mm-hmm. To me, look at it in legal terms. The law treats things differently based on extenuating factors. It's just what, first of all, so impressive, the detective work that the Chicago Police Department was able to do. And it was overwhelming all of the evidence they have that this was fabricated. And they
well, it just shows you how dumb this guy is. He made it so easy on the police. Like, they're like, you got to be kidding me with this.
And they worked in conjunction with the FBI as well. And Jussie Smollett may be facing even more charges in the future because these are just local charges in Chicago, Illinois. But he may be facing mail tampering charges, which is a federal offense, because according to authorities, they believe that he sent himself that letter that was attacking him and hate-filled and blah, 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 blah.
What a mess.
He is a mess. And according to the police, I'm not even it's not even according to reports, the police claim that he in the past had secured drugs from these brothers, specifically Molly, aka Ecstasy. And, you know, there's so many dumb things that this guy did, but perhaps the dumbest was, according to police, rehearsing it all. They have video of them rehearsing the staged attack. It's just insane. But
actors are wacky, aren't they?
Yeah, but
how do you think you're going to get away with this because you're a good actor?
He continues, though, to maintain his innocence. And that is the line that he is telling his co-stars. And that is the line that his lawyers are sticking with. And I would be surprised, though. I mean, knowing how things work, it would shock me if he and or his lawyers allowed himself to go to trial, just because it would be so costly to fight this. And he can easily just get a plea deal that'll see him get probation for a couple of years. But if he goes to trial, he'll likely still not be sentenced to jail time if found guilty, you know, because he's not... Well, actually, he has previously committed an offense. He was arrested back in 2007 for DUI, and he pled guilty back then to that and to lying to authorities back in 2007. But I still don't think he'd serve jail time. And if anything, they'll sentence him to 6 months and he might serve 2 months, you know? But it'll just cost him so much money to fight this. And at the end of the day, you know, like, do you want to spend $1 million or save yourself $1 million?
He's going to need it. Because there's not going to be any more money coming in.
I don't know if I agree with that. You know, I think he can absolutely make a comeback after he gets... He can't... Yes.
Not the things he alleged. I don't see it. I think you made your bed, and I don't think anybody's going to take a chance on him. I don't think anybody will.
I disagree. All he needs is that one person to take a chance on him, whether it be Tyler Perry or Oprah. I mean, look at Terrence Howard. Terrence Howard is the star of Empire, and he, according to legal documents and his own children, attacked the mother of his children physically, violently, in front of his children. And he's the star of Empire. Hello? You can overlook domestic violence, but not what he said?
I'm not saying I can overlook anything. I'm saying that I wouldn't give him a shot, and I don't think anybody else will either.
Well, luckily for him, I don't think he ever has to work again, because he's been working since he was a kid. He's done tons of movies and TV shows. He was in the Mighty Ducks. And just from the residuals that he'll make from Empire.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned last week, the Chicago PD sure has been busy. R. Kelly went to the same damn police station that Jussie Smollett did. And he is finally, hopefully, facing the law and hopefully, finally, going to be charged with... are going to be convicted. He was charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. And three of the alleged victims were listed as between the ages of 13 and 16, which I would imagine would carry hefty jail time if found guilty, if convicted. And as of the time of our recording, he is still in jail because he could not meet the bail money. And because of also an extenuating circumstance that he owes his baby mama money way overdue in child support. So until he gets that sorted, they're holding him in jail. too. So
they got him. They got him.
Yeah, he's still in jail, and we'll see what happens there. A lot more drama still. But first, I cannot stop raving about Tommy John. I sincerely love them. And you guys, if you don't know about this underwear, they have a no wedgie guarantee. They are the best premium men and women's underwear sport brand. A range of fabrics that are soft and just breathable as well, designed to move with you. Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Perez now and get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Perez for 20% off.
Oh, and Perez, by the way, I saw you dancing online in your Tommy John underwear. We'd all like to thank you for that. But seriously, if you reach out to Perez and you'd like some free Tommy John underwear, just feel free to tag him at the Perez Hilton. Perez will pick a favorite tweet and he will send you out some Tommy John underwear. Just make sure you mention Tommy John underwear.
This guy who is the owner of New England Patriots was embroiled in a prostitution scandal. There is video of him, Robert Kraft, getting it on with two masseuses in Florida. And that just made me sad because apparently there was...
That just made me sad because I got a visual of it. Ugh.
Well, it made me sad. I have nothing against sex work. If you want to be a sex worker, that's awesome. I'm all for sex work. I actually think that prostitution should be legalized across the country. However, I'm not a fan of prostitution when it's against the person's
will. Well, if there's sex trafficking
will,
involved,
exactly.
It's against their will, of course.
There's human
Is that what's happening?
That's what was alleged in this instance. It was Chinese immigrants that were part of this human trafficking sex trafficking prostitution ring. So that's just awful. An update on the story we spoke about last week about Miranda Lambert. The mother of her now husband's former fiance is speaking out on the record claiming that Miranda Lambert's new husband cheated on his former fiance and got this other woman pregnant, the one that they had, that he had a baby with.
Wow.
So yeah, definitely was right about that. Also, I think I mentioned this last week, but it's confirmed Miranda and her new husband are going to be attempting a long distance marriage, and he is not quitting the police force in New York City. He is still working as a police officer, and they're doing a long distance marriage. We'll see how long either of those last.
Ooh, healthy sex is great sex. Before you get busy, get your health on. Know your status and prevention options. Mm-hmm. Healthy and sexual belong together. Find out how at healthysexuals.com.
Gotta give major props to Ariana Grande. She has the number one, the number two, and the number three song on the Billboard Hot 100. The first solo artist to ever do that. And it has not happened in 50 years plus. The last time was the Beatles in 1964. That is just dominating.
Well, there's also an asterisk involved there. It's a streaming age. It's a new way, a new methodology of divvying up.
Yes and no. Let me say, but also it's not just streaming.
Well, no, it's a new element of it, because without streaming, she would not have accomplished that. Fact.
Let me finish. Look at the sales
is a part of it.
Let me finish. What I'm saying is, one of the big differences that she has done as opposed to other artists is just the speed at which she's released the singles. She's like boom, boom, boom. Let's just imagine it was 20 years ago. If she just felt like the cojones wanting to, if she had released her singles.
But she didn't release the singles. This happened when she released her album.
Seven Rings came out before the album.
Okay, Seven Rings did, you're right, and Thank You Next did. But the other song was from the album.
Yeah, but it came out as a single that day, and she released a music video for it as well, like saying, this is the next single. So it wasn't just because it was on the album. I'm saying part of the reason for the success is, unlike a lot of other artists who give a lot of breathing room in between singles, she's like, fuck it, I'm going to push content out way quicker than what is the typical norm.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool. Did you watch that Ja Rule halftime show performance at the NBA game?
How did I miss this? No.
Oh, man. It was so bad.
He's such a douche. At the end of the fire thing, you see him trying to weasel out of everything. He's just such a mega douche. I can't believe anyone would hire him to do anything at this point.
It was so good at the same time. My favorite moment, if you guys haven't seen it, you could check it out on PerezHilton.com. He said something along the lines of, it's 90s night, but they decided to bring me out, a 2000s act. And then he asked them to make noise, and nobody made noise.
I would have booed. I would have made plenty of noise.
Yeah, and he's like, okay then. Anyways, briefly, there was a lot of drama, which I just care about because I'm older, but between Nicolette Sheridan, Lisa Rinna, and Harry Hamlin, accusations about Nicolette cheating with Michael Bolton and blah, blah, blah. Anyways, once that TV show Dynasty gets canceled, Nicolette Sheridan needs to be a cast member on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, okay? It has to happen. Tell me about The Bachelor very briefly.
It's Monday. I haven't seen it yet, so I'll have to give it to you next week.
What happened last week? Did we talk about it last week?
Nothing new, nothing groundbreaking.
So. Gotcha.
Next week. I'll get you next week.
All right. Well, fabulous. Before we go and take some of your wonderful calls, though, let's talk about cars, okay? Every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date, the luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer. While you can't put a price tag on your stories now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade it in. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof, watch as they bump up your value. High mileage? You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet, so you can plan ahead. Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas. Let's take some calls.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. My name is Taylor. I am from Florida. And I was just wondering if Booker has received any of my nudes.
Oh.
I've been sending him in the DMs.
This girl's lying. She didn't send me any nudes. And since I got this call, I ran to my DMs to make sure that there wasn't a random naked girl sending me pictures. And there wasn't.
You texted me, or you emailed me that.
Yeah. I was like, you got to listen to this. Then while I sent it to you, I went looking and there was nothing.
No, and I replied back saying she just wanted attention, so I'm surprised you even played it.
I should have deleted it, to be honest with you, but I didn't. So thanks for nothing, honey. Appreciate it.
You can send me all the nude pics you want.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. This is Alejandra from San Diego. My comment or question is about the whole Jordan Tristan Chloe thing. Do you guys think it's like they're pulling a Jussie Smollett? It's weird that it all happened before Jordan launched her eyelash thing, and I don't know, it seems really shady to me.
And I buy that. The new season premiere of the Kardashians happened that week. Something seems to happen every single time there's a premiere. I think a lot of this is scripted. I really do.
No.
Hey guys, Carrie from Toronto. Quick question for Fred. You were on Sheena's podcast. First of all, she's not the most loved Vanderpump Rules member. Like, she's the lead club.
She's not lying, by the way. She's
okay,
right.
All right, I don't know.
And second of all, why are you, like, pumping up her podcast after she purposely threw you under the bus, like, it was in the first 0.3 seconds of work? Are you getting paid for it?
Yeah, I had to mention her podcasts, you know? We have to mention other podcasts, one podcasts, as part of our agreement. They mention our show, too, so I'm happy to be a good partner. And also, she was fine. I mean, she wasn't awful. She was fine. I don't have anything against that girl.
Can I say something about Vanderpump Rules for the people that watch, and I'm sure most of the people that listen to the show probably watch? It's really good this year. They just opened up Tom Tom, the bar that's next door to Pump. They just did that. And we're all anxiously awaiting for Jax's pending nuptials to fall apart. I could smell that a mile away. And one other note, James Kennedy sober is the biggest bore of TV I've ever seen in my life. Let's get some alcohol.
No.
I don't give a damn. Let's get some booze in this guy. Let's get the insults rolling again. This is really boring. It's like watching a neutered animal out there in a field full of other animals can't do anything. It sucks. So let's get some fun going with James Kennedy again. 800-721-1185. That's our phone number. Follow us on social media, and we'll do this again next week. Thanks, Brett.
And if you liked our show, you're going to love Just Between Us with Bailey Madison and Caitlin Villasuso on Podcast One. Even with a 13-year gap between them, the sisters and actresses navigate the ups and downs of life together as they share personal stories and candid conversations with some of their friends from the entertainment industry. Check out Just Between Us every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And actually, that girl, Bailey Madison, she is the star of Meghan Trainor's new music video.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I really like that song. I think it could be a sleeper hit on adult contemporary stations.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, you guys. Call us 800-721-1185 and have a great week. Bye.
So you're saying with Hilton Honors, I can use points for a free night stay anywhere?
Anywhere.
What about fancy places like the Canopy in Paris?
Yeah, Hilton Honors, baby.
Or relaxing sanctuaries like the Conrad in Tulum?
Hilton Honors, baby.
Ooh, what about the 5-star Waldorf Astoria in the Maldives?
Are you going to do this for all 7,000 hotels and resorts?
When you want points that can take you anywhere, it matters where you stay. Hilton for the stay.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.